Colorful letters are a mainstay of a child's toy box. Square Pando places them on a screen for a child to spell out a word.
This here is our Lagoon game. You'll see that I've spelled out play here. We're helping build that letter recognition.
Catherine Green works for Square Panda, an early learning technology company. She also has a two-year-old who never played with a tablet or phone until receiving a Square Panda.
It was pretty incredible and actually scary in some ways to see how quickly he was drawn to it and knew what to do.
At CES, the annual world-renowned consumer electronics show, where the tech industry shows off its wares, there was an ambivalence about technology's effects on children.
So as a society, I've worked this out for a long time, we need to start to set our own rules. And I don't think you can depend on the industry to set them for you, but I think you can depend on them to make the tools so that you can set your rules easily.
For John Shee, a longtime tech executive, the moment of realization came when his kids received laptops.
And they just disappear behind the screens.
He created a series of interactive games that does not use screens. He says tech executives should make products and services they will let their own kids use.
I'm not going to make all these things that will just simply suck in our children's time without providing benefits that really just take them away from social interactions, take them away from parents and teachers, right? Make them feel lonely. I'll make products that my children will actually use.
With more kids using more smartphones, tablets, and apps, is it all up to parents to set limits, or does the tech industry share some responsibility?
The industry has a big opportunity to say, we'll educate you, trust us, we got you covered, and they really do owe it to people.
Amid the desire to improve lives with connected homes, clothing with built-in sensors, and warm and cuddly robots, there is some recognition of the downside to technology overload. Michelle Quinn, VOA News, Las Vegas.